朋友，您好，欢迎收听 FM25938 为你读英语美文，我是永清。今天要给大家带来胡适的文章《不要抛弃学问》。《不要抛弃学问》是胡适1928年至1930年在上海担任中国公学校长时对毕业生的赠言。尽管时间已经过去80多年，这篇演讲仍极具启发性。不要抛弃学问的英语译文来自著名翻译家张培基。 Never give up the pursuit of learning。 张培基的译文自然流畅，极具文采，他的英译中国现代散文选值得一读。Never give up the pursuit of learning. Dear students of the graduating class, as you are leaving your alma mater, I have nothing to offer you as a gift except a word of advice. My advice is, never give up the pursuit of learning. You have perhaps finished your college courses, mostly for obtaining the diploma, or in other words, out of sheer necessity.However, from now on, you are free to follow your own bent in the choice of studies. Well, you are in the prime of life, why not devote yourselves to a special field of study? Youth will soon be gone, never to return. And it will be too late for you to go into scholarship when in your declining years. Knowledge will do you a good turn.Even as a means of subsistence. If you give up studies while holding a job, you will in a couple of years have had yourself replaced by young people. It will then be too late to remedy the situation by picking studies again. Some people say, once you have a job, you will come up against the urgent problems of making a living. How can you manage to find time to study?Even if you want to, will it be possible with no library or laboratory available? Now, let me tell you this. Those who refuse to study for lack of a library will most probably continue to do so even though there is a library. And those who refuse to do research for lack of a laboratory will most probably continue to do so even thoughA laboratory is available. As long as you set your mind on studies, you will naturally cut down on food and clothing to buy books or do everything possible to acquire necessary instruments. Time is no object. Charles Darwin could only work 1 hour a day due to ill health. Yet, what a remarkable man he was!If you spend 1 hour a day reading 10 pages of a book, you can finish more than 3,600 pages a year, and 110,000 pages in 30 years. Dear students, 110,000 pages will be quite enough to make a learned man of you. It will take you 1 hour to read 3 tabloids a day.And 1.5 hours to finish 4 rounds of mahjong a day. Reading tabloids, playing mahjong, or striving to be a learned man, the choice lies with you. Henrik Ibsen says, It's your supreme duty to cast yourself into a useful implement. Learning is casting mold. Forsake learning and you will ruin yourself. Farewell. Your alma mater is watching eagerly to see what will become of you 10 years from now.不知不觉，毕业已经几年了。工作以后，逐渐习惯以手机和电脑为中心的生活方式。我们提笔忘字，拿起书却没有耐心读下去。不要抛弃学问，是大四笔译课时老师布置的翻译作业。现在实习在品读，才发现老师的良苦用心。不要抛弃学问。大学不只教授我们知识，更教授我们如何获取知识。正如母校西安外国语大学的校训：爱国、勤奋、博学、创新，还有刻在老校区石头上的八个字：博古通今，学贯中西。你还记得你母校的校训吗？让我们秉承校训精神，活到老，学到老。感谢收听今天的节目，我们下期再会。